Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Likes and friends, he says what he wants. Ain't holding nothing back, back. Got the recipe for life and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic from sex style to gossip.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I am your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends. Yes, we are live. How are you all doing? Tweet me at Max Tucci, please. Good evening and good karma, wherever you may be. Tweet me at Max Tucci. I want to know what's going on in your life. How was your weekend? Tell me. Please tweet me at Max Tucci. I'm on Twitter right now for about 2 seconds, tweeting that I'm live on air tonight. I have an amazing guest. I do. She's back because you all love her, and I love her. And speaking of love, it's in her name. So before I let you know who my guest is, I want to know how you are and where are you in your life right now? Let's just breathe in this moment. You're here with me on Max and Friends. Exhale and just be ready to open your mind tonight to receive an amazing gift. That's what tonight is. It's a gift. I believe every lesson, every life lesson is a gift. And it's really a beautiful day. And I'm wishing an early birthday to Meganella, who's tweeting me right now. Life is awesome. She is saying, life is awesome. Isn't it beautiful when you're in that flow of awesomeness, when you're in that just space to receive? Well, tonight you're going to receive an amazing message here at Tanana Max and Friends. It's a life class. It really is. And you know, everyone's like, well, Own and Oprah has her life class. I get it. But Oprah is a teacher, and so am I. So we have life classes for everyone. And you know what? It's like a Super Soul Sunday, but we take it to the max here on Max and Friends. I am just like inhaling this beautiful aroma of sage. And you all want to know where I get my sage because I get messages. I actually get it in Colorado in Boulder, but you can find your own beautiful store. You can go online and buy it. And I'm sure my guest is going to be able to tell us where we can buy it. But I do get mine from Colorado. Sometimes when I'm in Italy, I also make my own sage bundles because sage is an abundance that grows there. And what's beautiful is you can plant sage in your own, white sage, plant it in your yard in a beautiful terracotta pot. Natural. Don't do plastic. Get a beautiful terracotta pot and just get really rich, beautiful soil. Plant it, let it grow, let it dry, and then just bundle it up. And then I have Tara Healing Incense, which is special inhale for relieving stress, tension, and depression. Not that I have depression, but I don't even have stress or tension. I just like the smell. But if you all feel that you need this, I will post a picture later on Instagram and Twitter so you could read that. But tonight we have an amazing show, so I want you to get ready to be in a space to receive. Does that sound good? Just be in a space where you can receive abundance, because the universe really does want to give you your dreams fulfilled. Do you believe that? Tweet me at Max Tucci. Because if you don't believe it, that's okay. Tonight we're going to open up your mind. We're going to put you on a beautiful vibration of life, love, and the intention to receive, and the intentions to just be whole and full, fulfilled, and just to be intimate with yourself. I'm feeling that we're lacking intimacy with ourselves. And you know what I love the word is intimacy, because into me see, let that resonate with you, intimacy. And this morning when I woke up, it was good morning and good karma, of course, because you know how I start my mornings on Facebook. But then it turned into like this beautiful pattern of literally just opening myself up to loving myself. Now realize we have to do this, and not in the selfish way, but in the responsible way for self-love and admiration. You remember that old saying, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love anybody else? I grew up hearing that. I know that's for sure. But you know, what's beautiful is that really just look in the mirror, hold yourself, hug yourself, love yourself, so that you can be in a place of love. And I guess that's like the most beautiful way to just introduce my guest tonight, the divine midwife, Valerie Love, is in the house, and we're going to talk tonight about wizard intending, how to set intentions that recreate your entire life experience. Intention fuels creation. Write that down. Intention fuels creation. All right, one more time. Intention fuels creation. The universe wants to give you your dreams fulfilled. Are you ready to receive? Tonight here on Max and Friends, you better be, because you're going to ascend your life from accidental to magical in three simple steps to being a wizard intender. You are here to create according to the perfect pattern of love. And here's how with my guest, Valeria Love. Welcome back.
Wow, I am so excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me back.
Oh, well, first of all, it's my pleasure. And it's the pleasure of our guests because they've been asking for you. And after our first show, they're like, when is Valeria Love coming back? Who is she? Where is she from? How can we find her?
So,
the divine midwife is in the house. We've got a beautiful life class tonight. We also have some great music tonight that we're going to play. But before we get into all of that, let's get into Valeria Love. And really just to my listeners, because now that you're back, you know, you become like family. The first time you're friend, the second time you're family. So we are like literally now in, oh my gosh, I don't even know how many people's homes, thousands upon ten thousands of homes. And I thank everyone for tuning in because you have options, my co-hosts, you have options. And so the guest that I have on tonight, Valeria Love, let us know about who you are so that you can all feel who she is over these airwaves. So who are you, Valeria Love?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have an intention to be love. That's who I am. Love. And it's who we all are.
Isn't that the truth?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Now, tell us about your history and what brought you to where you are today.
Well, I had the divine pleasure of spending 26 years in a fundamentalist Christian experience of life from the age of 4 to the age of 30 as a Jehovah's Witness. So it really shaped everything in my mind about how I viewed God and the world and myself. And I had a soul awakening at 30. I went into a deep depression because I did not know I was living in a box of someone else's creation. I didn't really want to be where I was. I didn't believe what I was talking about. It was not the authentic me. And my soul gave me an ultimatum. It said, be real or be out. That was pretty much it, Max. You ever experienced anything like that? Like, your soul says, no, I'm not living one more day, not real. Be real or be out. And I was seriously close to taking myself out with a bottle of Motrin. I guess you could say super duper Motrin. It was by prescription from the doctor because I had just had a baby. So they thought it was postpartum depression. But what I know is it was totally emerging. It was this emergence of this that would not be denied, that no matter how I tried to hold it back, contain it, beat it back for the sake of fitting into this tiny religious experience I was having, where everything was that I felt like I really wanted to do was a no, and all things that I was taught that was supposed to be done was drudgery. Something had to change.
And what stirred up the courage for you to change?
When I saw that I was so desperate.
Hold that thought with the desperation, because it's 11:11 on the East Coast, and we just got to take this moment to just dwell in 11:11. Okay, good. Make your wish, people. Okay. Just a beautiful time to be in 11:11. 11:11. Ooh, 1111. How you guys doing with your 1111s? Tweet me at Max Tucci with what your wishes are and what your intentions are for 1111. But you know what? Let's pick up with that thought. I just want to play a song real quick called Good Intentions, since that's really what the theme is of tonight's song. So this is a great song we have from Dappy, and it's called Good Intentions on Max and Friends. Hit it.
Can't explain. See, we ain't any different, but we just ain't the same. They never listen when you tell them all they understand is venom, venom. People only use you when you let them. Well, if that's the case, then I'm the one to blame. Cause there's a man overboard, and the tide's gonna drag him down. If there's a man in the clouds, well, tell me where the hell is he now? Why is the silence so loud? Have I thrown it all away? Let me know, tell me. Is that what happens just for having a good intention? Tension, oh. Look what happened to my good intention. Tension, oh. Why won't anybody answer my question? Why is the silence so loud? I think I've thrown it all away. I don't know, but let me know. Hear me out before you label. I wasn't such a giver, giver. Apologize for my liver, liver. Cause if that's the case, then you're the one to blame. Cause there's a man overboard.
Cause there's a man overboard.
And the tide's gonna drag him down. If there's a man in the clouds, well, tell me where the hell is he now? Why is the silence so loud?
Tell me why is it so loud?
Just for having a good intention, intention. Oh, look what happened to my good intention, intention. Oh, why won't anybody answer my question? Why is the silence so loud? I think I've thrown it all away. I don't know, but let me know. Hit me up before you label me the bad one.
I'm a wrong to think the world's got it in for me. And I'm a right to say I'm longing for some sympathy. See, I feel a sound, but I can't hear it. That's my heartstrings getting played like a symphony. Yo, you know you turn me insane. Why are you staring at the window when I'm the one with the pain? You know you set me off the rails, and you be to blame. If you ever hear, I jumped in front of a train. We're both fucked in the brain.
Cause there's a man overboard, and the tide's gonna drag him down. If there's a man in the clouds, well, tell me where the hell is he now? Is that what happens just for having a good intention? Intention, oh. Look what happened to my good intention. Intention, oh. Why won't anybody answer my question? Why is the silence so loud? Tell me what is so loud. I think I've thrown it all away. I don't know, let me know. Hit me up before you label me the bad one.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and I'm here with Valerie Love. That was Dappy, Good Intentions, because we're going to talk about them tonight. But before we get to intentions, let's talk about what gave you courage to love yourself, Valerie Love.
Well, that desperation that I wasn't fully aware of was that deep. I wasn't aware that I was wading around in that level of desperation when I discovered how really serious it was. And I had two children. It shook me. It shook me to my core, and I knew I had to do something. So you know what I did, Max?
tell me everything, because people want to know.
I threw out my entire belief house. I threw out every belief I had. I was born and bred on Jesus Christ as the Savior. I said, I don't know about that. I was born and bred on, you know, Christ is the only way to God. I said, I don't know about that. I tossed out everything, and I kept one thing. And you know the one thing that I kept that I knew for sure all the way through and through?
What was it?
God is love.
Love.
God is love. Yeah.
Love,
and from there,
the
I went on a search. I read books. I went to workshops. I went to retreats. I went on a profound soul journey. And I found myself, and I found my calling, and I found God in me.
You know, it's beautiful. I go to this ashram here in Florida called Sebastian. And Ma Jaya was a spiritual teacher there. And she said, when I was searching for God, I found myself.
Yes.
And you know what? I just want to remind everybody tonight, Buddha was not a Buddhist. Jesus was not a Christian. Muhammad was not a Muslim. They were teachers who taught love. Love was their religion. Wouldn't you agree? Valerie Love?
Yes, yes, yes. And the Dalai Lama says it. Kindness is my religion. Compassion.
Yes.
Love. Yes.
Love. So tonight we're going to teach love. We're also going to teach an amazing course, and we're going to give you all homework tonight. Are you ready for homework? Because you need it. I feel we have to do our work. And there are so many shows out there where you can just watch it and then that's it. But not tonight. We're going to give you work to do, because I really believe that we're in this flow, in this moment of expanding, of receiving, of just being in a place where abundance can be ours and where dreams can be fulfilled. And I'm not into the whole let's make a wish or I'm thinking or I'm hoping. I am doing. And I want you all to be in that space of doing your work. Because once you do your work, that's when it all happens. So we're going to give you 3 steps tonight on Max and Friends where you can do your work. Okay, my friends, so you can do your work to really just become in a beautiful vibration of love, and Valerie Love is going to teach us. So when we spoke earlier today, it was on the tip of your tongue what you were going to teach tonight. So let's get the listeners inspired and ready for a life class on Max and Friends with my guest, Valerie Love. Tell us about your course.
Wizard intending. So how to become a wizard intender means how to intentionally create your life to go from accidental to magical. I live a life that's really, really magical. And I believe part of it is because of learning how to intend and understanding what intention is and how to use it to create. So that's what we're going to dive into.
That's amazing. We're ready. Let's go. Before we go, explain, because you know people who are tuning in tonight, and when we know better, we do better. So explain to them what wizard means, because people are thinking we've got this big cone hat, this long fuzzy beard, and a wand, which some wizards do have. But if you don't want to get that deep into your sorcery or your wizardry, your wizardness, then tell us about what it really means to have wizard intending.
For me, a wizard means a master, so one who is in complete mastery of self so that one can master one's world. You cannot master your world and your conditions and your environments without being a master of self. So it begins with being a master of self and then one's environs.
And how do we become a master of self?
The very first step, know thyself. Know thyself. It begins with awareness. So when I was 26 years walking around, I didn't know myself. I was lost to myself because I was filled, my head was filled with things other people taught me. So I had to really find out, who am I?
Mm-hmm. Who am I?
And what I discovered was who I am.
Yes.
Aha.
Yes. Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance.
Yes. Right. Oh, my goodness. I can't tell you how many years I spent looking up in the sky praying to a sky god. No more.
Right.
I said the other day on our morning show, if you want to find God, look in the mirror. There's God. Look in the mirror.
Mm. if this is all deep for you tonight, what I want you to do is just be willing to receive. Okay? I respect all of you and what everybody believes in. I love you all for believing in that and for I respect you. I just want you to have an open mind to receive something new so that you can be in this place of receiving. You can be in this, I'm not saying you're not in a place of receiving, so don't get me wrong, but it's just a great place to be right now is here, because we're going to teach you how you can master thyself and know thyself. So that's what to Valeria Love, a wizard is a mastery of self. And what is intending mean to you, or intentions mean to you?
For me, intention is a statement of what I desire to experience or create. So
say that one more time.
It is a statement of what I desire to experience or create.
Okay. Y'all got that? A statement of what I desire to experience or create. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just writing this. I'm taking notes. I'm taking my own notes. And I'm going to get ready.
I like to keep it really simple, too. You know, I don't want to get it too complicated, because I like things very simple. I get things that are simple. And truth is so simple. So really, that's all it is. It's a statement of what I desire to experience or create. And
now, intention fuels creation. Right? Intention fuels creation. So how do we get that fuel? How people who are out there right now who are empty, how can they get filled with this fuel to create?
The key is to know we already have and already are that which we are seeking. We already have it. We already are it. And I wasn't taught that. I was taught that things were outside me and I had to go get them or strive for them or work hard. And it turns out that everything we desire is already in us as a dormant potential.
Ooh. Okay. Listen, everybody. We have archives here on Max and Friends, latalkradio.com/Max. So don't worry if you don't get this all right now, because you could play us back anytime and let this resonate at any moment. So if you feel you missed something, just go back to latalkradio.com/Max. This show will be up after the show so y'all can get this again. So just repeat that one more time.
Yes. So everything we desire, we already are and we already have within us as a dormant potential. It's for us to activate it. And once it is activated, it can now draw to it in the world of form, the light. It's match.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you a story about intending? One of my favorite stories about intention.
Tell me about it.
You remember Oprah made the movie Beloved?
Yes.
From the book by Toni Morrison?
Yep. Where she pees in the field.
You remember that, don't you? What an amazing story. Toni Morrison is an amazing woman. I've read several of her books, and they are not for children, I can say that. And Oprah is an amazing woman, and she had the brilliant, divine idea to bring Beloved to the big screen. Well, when Beloved came to the big screen, unfortunately, it was not a box office hit. It wasn't, by Hollywood standards, a success. And Oprah says she felt devastated, and the critics were talking about it. So she turned to one of her favorite spiritual gurus, Gary Zukav, and she asked him, she said, I'm just upset. And she went on and on about what was going on for her. And he said, well, what was your intention in making the movie?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, my intention was to bring this amazing story to the big screen, to share with people, to really capture the essence of the story in visual form and share it with people so that they could be exposed to this incredible story. He said, well, your intention was met.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't your intention for it to be a box office hit or critical success or have critical acclaim or lots of money. That wasn't your intention. And she said right in that moment, she got it. She got, on a deeper level, what intention really is and how it fuels what we do. And it's that invisible what and why behind everything we do. Some people have not so good intentions, and we can tell. Even if on the surface it looks like what they're doing is to help us, it could be a manipulation. And subconsciously, we sense it.
Right.
So the intention always manifests.
The intentions manifest and the truth manifests.
Isn't that the truth?
Right? The truth will always... I love that African proverb, the truth that is crushed to the ground shall rise again.
Ooh, yes.
The truth that is crushed to the ground shall rise again. So tonight we're going to give you three simple steps, beautiful simple steps, to ascend your life from accidental to magical. So explain magical.
For me, magical means, once again, mastery of self and creating more of what you desire and less of what you do not desire. So it's a life where you are continually decreasing contrast. And contrast simply means stuff you don't want. That's all contrast is. And decrease in contrast, and contrast comes from our unconscious fears and motivations, unconscious fears, motivations, unhealed issues. That's contrast. So in a magical life, we really live more from the heart of love and create according to love. For me, that's magic. Love is magic.
So with a magical life, what we do is we really act how we were supposed to act. Would that be accurate?
Yes, your authentic self, your real self, yes.
Out of love.
Yes.
Out of love. Okay, now what I want to ask you, because...
who you are, it's who I am.
Exactly. And we've been taught, okay, and I'm speaking for listeners out that are listening right now, we've been taught that desire is the I want. So, is it wrong to desire?
What a great question, because I saw my son struggling with the Buddhist idea of desire when he was reading the teachings of Buddha, one of my favorite books. I love the holy books of the planet, and I love what you said earlier about the holy walks of the planet. And in Buddhism, it is taught desire is the thing that gets us into suffering, leads to suffering. The way I view desire is not so much as the wanting of something. Mm-hmm. That craving, because I believe that is that essence of the Buddhist teaching, that craving for something does create suffering. Mm-hmm. For me, desire is the awareness of your greater good, your greater yet to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's an awareness, you're being called higher,
again.
Yes?
Yes.
And
desire
you say yes
is.
To it.
Yes, okay, so desire is, finish that sentence.
Desire is awareness of your greater good, your greater yet to be,
awareness
and the yes to it.
Of your greater good and the yes to it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It's awareness. I can be doing so much more or so much better in this area of my life or in this way. Or I look in the mirror and maybe now I see that I have a super abundance of a belly and I desire a six pack. Well, it's the awareness that under every big belly is a six pack.
And you know what I love? What Maya Angelou said, if one is capable to do it, one human is capable to do it, we all are capable of doing it.
Yeah.
We all are capable of doing it. So, ooh, that's just good. Yes, awareness of, one more time, awareness of greater and the yes to it is what desire is.
Yes, it really is tapping into divine potential.
Yes, isn't that
beautiful? Divine potential.
Divine potential, and we all have it in us. So the universe wants to give us our dreams fulfilled. Now, listen, because you know what? This all sounds good, and this just sounds like we're dancing in a beautiful field with all these wildflowers and fairies and dragonflies and butterflies and happiness and rainbows and balloons and whatever makes you all happy. But there are people, Valerie Love, out there who are desperate, who are cringing, who are suicidal, who are depressed, who are like, I don't have a dream. So how can they even resonate with this? I know we're not going to, well, we are going to. So I take that back. I cancel those words. We're not. And I take that back. But the universe wants to give us our dreams fulfilled. What happens when someone out there doesn't have the openness to dream? What do you tell them?
I say be still. Be still.
And what if they say back to you, I'm still, and in my stillness, I have frustration, I have loneliness, I have sadness?
I would then offer that if there is a mantra one can latch on to that will take you to a higher place above your thoughts. Because Albert Einstein said you can't solve a problem with the same mind that created the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can latch on to something that can ascend us above the level of mind that created the current life experience, once again, that's intention. So no matter how depressed or how dark and despair a person is, like I was, no matter how suicidal, like I was, there was the awareness, this could be so much better. And that was actually part of the problem. My awareness that I could have been doing so much better.
Mm-hmm.
So what I offer in that experience is set your intention. What is your intention?
What is your intention? Y'all writing this down? What is your intention? I'm just going to offer this to y'all. Your life is big, so keep reaching. Just keep reaching. Your life is big. Mm. Just because you were born means that you have a purpose. So don't give up. I know there's someone out there right now listening who's like, on that verge. Do not give up. Your life
never
is
give
big.
Up. Never give up.
Keep reaching.
Right.
Keep reaching. Ooh, I'm getting chills right now, so I know that that's resonating with somebody. Just keep reaching. Keep reaching. Keep reaching. Keep reaching. Ooh. All right. Keep reaching. The universe wants to give you your dreams fulfilled. How do we get into the space to receive our dream? And then we got to dream bigger. I always say dream bigger. But how do we get into that space where our dreams can be fulfilled?
It begins, once again, with intention and with an agreement within yourself. So the agreement I made within myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Let's do it. What was your agreement?
My agreement that I made within myself is to be love. And let's see where that takes me. And it has taken me to some pretty spectacular places.
Yeah,
so I have been real happy with that intention. My intention is to be love, not to be loving.
To be love.
Yeah.
And what's beautiful about love, it's a vibration. It's a vibration. People, you have to realize we're just all this beautiful energy, and energy gives off vibration. So if you're giving off this vibration of love, okay, it's drawn to you. And then you're drawn to it. And then it's just like you're building this beautiful path to go. And you're lighting the path with love. And the vibrations that you're lighting, this path is showing you where you need to be in your life. So if you don't know where you need to go, start just like sweating love. Sweat love. Sweat love. And let that love just drip off of you. And let that sweat, let that love just start being bricks. And build your path of love. And it will be unbelievable where it takes you. So keep that in mind, that the path you build in front of you, let the intentions be of love and go with that vibration. Now what I want to do, because I'm ready to receive. Aren't we all ready to receive, Valerie Love?
Yes, I am.
Now, I've just got to welcome all of my new listeners who are tuning in right now. Thank you for tuning in to Max and Friends. My guest is the divine, I just love my guest tonight, the divine midwife, Valerie Love. Hey, Valerie Love, how can people reach you and find you?
ValerieLove.com. And at ValerieLove.com, I've got something really special for folks who are in despair. I'm so happy you mentioned that, Max, because my passion is supporting us all in ascending consciousness, and I have been through it in my life. So when you speak of depression, despair, loneliness, suicidal tendencies, I've walked through all of it, and I have got to tell you, I have a special place in my heart for that. So if you go to ValerieLove.com, right there on the right-hand side, you'll see that there are prayers, 21 days worth of prayers that I'd love to send you. So if you feel that way, pop in your name and email address right there, and you will start receiving a prayer. Instantly, you'll receive a prayer today. I love writing prayers, and Max, you are so kind to reprint a lot of our prayers from Daily Stimu Mail. I love you for that, sharing the prayers. But prayer changes things. And so if you pop your name and email address in right there, free, for 21 days, you and I will be praying together, because every morning at 5 a.m., you're going to receive another soul-stirring prayer written by Moi, the Spirit I Am, through Valerie Love. So that's one. And if you feel like you want to really dive in deeper and you'd like one-on-one connection, hit the Inspiration Store while you're there. You see a tab that says Inspiration Store. Hit that, and you can book a session with me one-on-one. Love coaching. I have a special relationship with my coaching clients that is unlike any other transformative process. I love it, love it, love it. Or come with us to one of our retreats. So you'll see all of that at ValerieLove.com.
And then what about your YouTube boost? Boost!
Woo! That's where the party is. Let me tell you. Oh, my goodness, Max. YouTube, and absolutely subscribe. My YouTube, where I talk about all things magical, mystical, and metaphysical. Wowie, wowie, wowie. Thousands of subscribers. A powerful conversation is always going on YouTube. Behind some of the things we talk about. We talk about deep stuff. We talk about magic, mystery. As I said, all things magical, mystical, and metaphysical. What's really going on? How does this universe really work? Many times, it's the exact opposite of what we were told, for good reason, for good reason.
Right? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I love it. Boost on YouTube with Valerie Love. Go to ValerieLove.com for more information. She's not going anywhere. I just have to play for Callie Bear, because she's going to bed. Max and Friends short, so hit it.
L.A. Talk Radio.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. My guest, Valerie Love. We're talking about beautiful things tonight. Wizard intending and how to set intentions that recreate your entire life experience. I've got to give major love right now to Monroe King, because she wrote the intro to the song. She wrote the Max and Friends short. She's just a dear friend of mine, and her vibration of love is love, and I just love Max and Friends. Okay, so let's get into this. This might have to be a part two, Valerie Love, because we're getting into this deep tonight. So, ascend your life from accidental to magical in three simple steps to being a wizard intender. You are here to create according to the perfect pattern of love. Here's how. Tell us, Valerie Love.
So, three simple steps. Step one, and of course, we'll go into more detail with them. So, first, step one is choose what you desire to experience. Choose what you desire to experience. The universe is always saying two things to us. Choose, and then it's always saying okay to whatever we chose. So if you choose, whether consciously or unconsciously, poverty, it says okay. If you chose unconsciously or consciously, happiness, okay. If you choose wealth consciously, okay. Whatever you choose, the universe has one answer, okay. It's never saying no to you. Choose what you desire to experience.
Okay. And desire, as we learned earlier in the show, is the awareness of greater and the yes to it. Okay?
Yes.
So you're choosing what you are aware of, the greaterness to it, and the yes to it, so that you can experience it. Do y'all feel that?
Yes.
Do y'all feel that? We're breaking that down. What's number two?
Number two is assume the position. You like that, huh? Ooh. Assume the position.
Now, does assuming make an ass out of you and me in the end?
Not when it's used in this way. Not when it's used for intention. And I'll give an example.
Please.
Is that cool? Can we go to three and then I'll give an example for the whole thing? How about that?
Number three.
Three is let go and get thanks. Let go and give thanks.
Let go. Let
Real
go.
Simple. Yeah, let go and give thanks. You have to let your intention go. Some people are snatching and clutching their intention so tightly, the universe can't deliver it to you. You've got to let it go. Let go and give thanks.
And give thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Thankful.
Yes. Before we get into the three steps a little bit deeper, because we have a few more moments, so we're going to get into them. But here's the thing, people, that you have to get clear. It's just, it is so loud in my head right now to tell you. Let go and give thanks. It's not just let go. It's let go and do your work. Give thanks. You got it, people? Okay.
All right. I like that.
I got it because I just feel that people are like, why can't I get things done? Because we don't do the work. We don't do it. And we just let go and that's it. It's like, oh, let go and let God. Let go and do your work. Give thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, people?
That's right.
So number one, choose what you desire to experience. Get into it.
Yes. So most people have something like in their minds what they want. Oh, it's my intention to manifest a new car. That's not an intention. Oh, it's my intention to get married to this man or this woman that I love. That's not an intention. Oh, it's my intention to make $1 million in my business this year. That's not an intention. What do we really desire to experience? And this is where Know Thyself comes in, because everything that you are quantifying or objectifying in the world of effects, the third dimensional world of form, is really a feeling. So we're only ever going for a feeling. Rich is a feeling. Being married is a feeling. The new car is a feeling. Get in touch with what you truly desire. What is the feeling that you desire to experience? Is it joy? Is it harmony? Is it companionship? Is it love? Is it peace? Is it creativity? Because when you say to the universe, I want to make $1 million in my business this year, it's like talking Charlie Brown. Wah, 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 wah. $1 million, what's that? Like the angels are all looking around like, quick, get the human dictionary. What are they talking about? Because
Break it down.
Right? There's no dollars in spirit realms. Dollars are a human thing. Time and space are human constructs. They're not spiritual eternities. These are not spiritual verities. These are just experiences of a third dimensional walk.
So let's
what
break
you really
simpler.
Want is feeling.
Let's uh-huh. make it simple. Energy. You got that, people? Energy. The car is just the car, but without you in it, giving the energy to make it move is not the car. It's just a hunk
That's
of metal.
Right.
So give energy to what you desire. Here's what we broke down so far. Choose what you desire to experience. Intention equals everything we desire to experience, a feeling, according to my guest, Valerie Love. And remember what desire is. It's the awareness of greater and the yes to it. Number two in our life class with Valerie Love.
I love the Italian way you said. I used to work with an Italian gentleman.
Valeria.
He was wonderful. He was always calling me that, Valeria. When he wasn't calling me Bella. He used to say that. Right. I can still hear him say that. It was years ago. I loved it.
Valerie Love. We're going to assume the position. Break that down.
That means that as soon as the instant you say clearly what you desire to experience, let's say it's a relationship with a wonderful love. So in the first part you say, I desire to experience love, companionship, harmony in this wonderful and a wonderful intimate partnership, relationship, or spiritual partnership, or divine partnership. You're clear now what you desire to experience. Love. Yes?
Clarity.
No.
Clarity. Okay.
You've got to be clear. And you've got to be clear not just on the third dimensional objective thing. Oh, it's my intention to manifest a boo. Okay, well, we don't know what that means. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you? Your intention has got to state clearly the what and the why. The universe takes care of the how and the when. If you don't tell it what and why, it can't bring you how and when. It simply cannot. Most
Break
people
that down
are muddled.
One more time. The what?
So your job, my job, our job, right, as intentional creators, is the what and the why. What do you want? Why do you want it? Mm-hmm. That's right there in your intention.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want it? I desire to experience love. The universe is all over that. Yes, greater love. I desire to experience companionship. Yes, you want to be a companion with another beautiful being of light on this planet. I desire harmony. Yes, the universe is all over that.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't you get that? Of course you can have that. Of course.
So our job is the what and the why, and the universe's job is?
Yes. And the universe is the how and the when.
The how and the when.
Yeah. You can't make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So most people, what they do is they say, I'm going to manifest this wonderful love relationship. That's not an intention, because we still don't know what you desire to experience, because do you know yourself well enough to know what you're really going for? You're going for a feeling that is inside you. Remember, everything you want, everything you desire is inside you. You already are, and you already have all you desire to experience. So when this lovely boo comes along, they're not giving you anything. Being with that person is activating something that's already inside you.
Mm-hmm. And
right?
That's assuming the position.
So assume the position means that right now you assume a new position of love, companionship, and harmony within yourself. You assume it right now. Don't wait for the boo to come.
Right.
You assume it
the
now.
Position of mastering thyself.
Yes. And you assume whatever you just asked for in your intention. Because the universe is going to match you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the what and the why. So clarity, I desire to experience. When you assume the position, people, master thyself. This is what I'm picking up from this life class. Master thyself so you can assume the position to be clear on what you desire to experience. Would that be accurate?
Yes, I love it, Max. We are vibing on the same page. Yes. And
all
that
right.
page is love.
It's love. Now, something we want to hold on to, but we got to let go and give thanks. So let's hit number three. Get into it. Number three, let go and give thanks with Valerie Love on Max and Friends. What is it?
No trying, no coercing, no forcing. No trying to figure it out. All of these are negating energies that actually will hold your intention in the unfulfilled state.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to let go. This
surrender.
Will require... You got to let go. Got to let go.
Just surrender.
Yes.
Surrender.
And it will require a tremendous amount of faith and trust to surrender it, Matt. We've got to really trust God. Most people don't trust God, you know?
You know what the beautiful thing is about surrendering? And I love the imagery. Just open up the arms and surrender. If you all believe in Jesus, how he was on the cross, hand to hand, surrender with your arms open. Your arms got to be open when you surrender so you could receive onto your bosom.
Yes. Give it up. You know, Oprah said something powerful. Yes?
What did she say?
I'm going to interject real quick. Something Oprah said. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Since you brought her up earlier, she's in this conversation with us, and I love that you can't get the things you want on your own. They have to be delivered to you. It's like you make an order at a restaurant, or you order from 1-800-Flowers.com. You place your order, that's your intention. You are simply patiently waiting in the restaurant or at your home, knowing that it will be delivered. And so you can converse with your friends because you've surrendered the order to the waiter. And you're confident the waiter will bring back exactly what you ordered at the appropriate time, and it will be piping hot, and you and your friends will enjoy a delicious meal. It's so simple when you look at it from that state. But from the standpoint of actually creating our lives, we gunk it up with a whole lot more stuff that really it doesn't involve.
It's true.
It's not hard. It's really very simple.
UPS, Universal Postal Service.
Yes, love that.
I just thought of that. I give myself credit because I love the Universal Postal Service. 1-800.
I love it. Okay. Let it deliver to you.
Let the universe deliver it to you. Don't try to figure it out. Don't force it. Just surrender. Let go. And now before we wrap this up, how do we give thanks, Valerie Love?
Give thanks for it as if it is already here. I'm thankful for this amazing love relationship. Not I'm thankful that I'm going to get it. By saying that, it still puts it off in one day I'll get it. It's already here now inside of you in potential form, potential state. Give thanks now for the wonderful, wonderful being of light, because obviously they've already been born. They're walking around on the planet somewhere right now. Give thanks for this one before they show up.
Absolutely. Let go and give thanks. Y'all got that? So again, the breakdown is, we're going to tell you real quick. Tell the breakdown again, 1 through 3. And then we got to wrap this up. So, sure.
Number one. What do you desire to experience? Remember, it's a feeling you're going for. You're only ever going for a feeling. You're not going for a new car. You're not going for a new house. You're not going for a new boo. You're not going for more money. You're going for a feeling. Get very clear on what that is. It could be abundance, prosperity. It could be a divine ideal, joy. It could be partnership, connection. It could be companionship. So that's number one. Get very clear on what you desire to experience. Number two, assume the position. That means right now, be it. Right now. It's not from your doing. It's from your being. And number three, let go and give thanks. Have extreme faith and trust. It's already done. So you give thanks for it.
Ashe and amen.
Let's go
and give thanks. And you know what, everyone? I'm going to let you all go tonight. I'm giving thanks for each and every one of you. And the one thing that I'm going to tell you about let go and give thanks is that see the end before the beginning. See the end before the beginning. Follow your passion, people. It will lead you to your purpose. I let go. I give thanks. I send love to you, Valerie Love. I send love to all the listeners tonight tuning into Max and Friends. Thomas Hibner, I love you. I thank you for being who you are and for writing all of your songs. Yesterday was your big anniversary for being on Max and Friends years ago, and I just encourage you to dream bigger. We're going to play your song, Dreams Come True, tonight, but you already know they do, and I just encourage you to dream bigger. Valerie Love, give us one more bit of inspiration before I let you go.
The inspiration is, know you can. Know you can.
Know you can. I know what I know because I know the knower, and I know I can. That's the mastery of self right there.
Yes, know you can. Know it.
Know you can. Well, I know I can. I know you can. And I know all of you listeners for listening tonight, you all can too. So do it. Just do it. Like Nike says, just do it. I say unto you, good night and good karma, and take this week to the max. I'm Max Tucci, and thank you for tuning in to Max and Friends. My guest, Valerie Love. Tune in next Sunday. I've got Tommy Rose on Max and Friends. Take life to the max. Good night. Love you all. Be well. And treat each other with love. Good night, Valerie. I'm going to call you after the show. Bye, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, y'all.
Much is falling into place. My success is all right here. I'm on this road of passion. I don't want my journey to end. Dreams come true. I can't believe my dreams came true. My life is nonstop excitement. Enjoying in the ride. I'm trying. Feeling who's fake.
These are my moments to tag along. Whatever I need to do. Dreams come true. Anyone can make the dreams come true. Big or small, it still counts as